This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. By the way, we are broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. And by the way, you can listen to them over there, their website, GCNlive.com. You can get the stream over there that's coming from the syndicator that way, out onto the satellite, Westwood One satellite. And we also are heard on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. And we thank Salem for doing that for us. And also, we're being heard on a number of independent stations around the country, too. And we appreciate being able to talk to you however you're able to hear us. Now, you can also hear us streaming on the Internet on most of our terrestrial stations, because they all have streaming services, and we're streaming over there as well. And you'll also hear us on the Westwood One satellite, so that's another way you can hear us. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe out there tonight. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, we certainly appreciate the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And we, of course, appreciate the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there getting it done, as well as the bulk mail haulers getting the mail delivered all over the countryside. Thank you so very much. And, of course, let's not forget about our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel and other petroleum products so we can get on down the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're also on X at Captain's America, and we're also on our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All righty, and let's go over here to the telephony line, and we'll dig up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California, IA, where they got some frost tonight in Northern California. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yeah, I think coming over the top there, Donner, they're going to be frosted along the way down towards about Auburn on I-80 on the west side of the big mountain. Thank you very much, boys and girls. Appreciate that. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we underline and put exclamation marks on each side of the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want you to remember that, very important in the scheme of things. Well, Mr. Kyle, New Mexicans are continuing to fight their governor over the Second Amendment. What's going on there?
Well, of course, you know, just recently, the governor of New Mexico tried to ban, basically, carrying permits and so forth, going against trying to really go against the Second Amendment rights of the citizens of New Mexico. This drew a lot of fallout, and of course, right now, the New Mexicans are still trying to make their voice heard. They are, even though a judge has temporarily blocked the governor's suspension of gun rights, the people there in New Mexico are not stopping from going out and talking about the governor's policy and trying to keep the pressure up at this point.
Well, a key Democratic voter bloc is fleeing the Biden camp. Why?
Well, this is an interesting opinion piece in Town Hall, as a matter of fact. They're talking about basically the non-white voting groups that in some cases had gone over to the GOP because the far left policies of the Democrats were just way, way, way too much. So how are the Democrats going to actually deal with this, especially with Joe Biden, the struggles he's going through and so forth? There doesn't seem to be any kind of economic good news on the horizon and so forth. So the Democrats are hurting all over, I think, Captain, especially when the UAW is hopping mad at the Democrat Party and the Biden administration in particular. So the Democrats, you know, a lot of times they think that their support is pretty monolithic. But if you come in with a great message about the economy and inclusion and all these kinds of things, I think these voting groups can be stolen away to some degree from the Democrat Party.
Okay. And, we should also point out here that the gun used in the ambush killing of the L.A. sheriff's deputy appears to have been purchased legally, according to officials.
Well, that's right. So here's what I think the important factor is about that. And that, of course, is people wonder, how did this guy get the gun? He basically ambushed this L.A. County deputy in cold blood. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy and should never have happened. But what the thing is they're talking about is that the mental health flags weren't there. Not that they may have been there to begin with. But what it does is it begins again to ask the question, can you even buy a gun ever? And that's what I think the Second Amendment supporters don't want to go down that road at this point.
No, they don't. All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have our favorite extended southbound voice on the radio give us a little break here.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, for doing that. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that I take when I get up in the morning, whether it's for breakfast or for brunch or for lunch, because you always take it with a meal to get the best results, and it goes right to work when you do that. Now, Relief Factor has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation by lowering or even eliminating the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, supports a healthy response to inflammation and increases discomfort too. And it comes in convenient individual packets. That's four little capsules, easy to take, and you can get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And all the costs is $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. And while you're over there, you'll also see vitamin C, vitamin B12, and vitamin D, which will also help you with any colds you got coming on, or if you've got one, it'll help you get rid of one. All right. And in the words of Kyle Warren, Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Go over there, check it out, see what happens, and you will get rid of any pain that you've got going on. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Well, Mr. Kyle, we are still cruising along here in the overnight hours, and people want to know about the nuclear exchange that could happen with China. Is it much closer than Americans think? Because experts are warning that China is preparing to go to war.
Well, that's right. And I think, as a matter of fact, we've got a note to ask Denise about this as well, because this involves Gordon Chang from the Gatestone Institute, who's a senior fellow there. He's issuing that warning, saying that that's, still remains to be, it's very strong on the world stage at this point. He says, and I quote, he says, "We're much closer to a nuclear exchange than Americans think," he said. And he said this on Fox Business. He says, "China is preparing to go to war. China is surveying the United States for nuclear weapons strikes, so we've got to realize the gravity of this. The problems inside the Chinese regime right now indicate that Xi Jinping in the rocket force, which controls almost all of China's nuclear weapons, he's now installing officers who obey his orders to push the button when he gives it," meaning the order to do so. So Gordon Chang's a very responsible, very learned fellow, and if he starts raising alarms by this because of the preparations that seem to be going on, I think we need to take it very seriously.
Yes, you're probably extremely correct and accurate with that one. Now, the New Mexico governor, the female governor, is bringing back the gun ban legislation with a little different twist to it this time. What's she doing?
We're finding out more about this, basically. So you've got, again, trying to come up with this ability to squelch, the rights of the individuals. I think, Captain, this is going to go, all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is already knows, well, the judge has already put a stay on this whole thing. But I have a feeling it's going to get reaffirmed that the state has no power to take over the constitutional rights of the citizens, even if they try to declare an emergency.
I agree with you 100%. And speaking of the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court ruling is sparking fears about economic fallout. What's that all about?
Well, on October the 3rd, coming up here, Supreme Court is going to hear a challenge against what's known as the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB. And that means that it's a case that could declare, perhaps, the agency's work as being invalid, this could make financial stability, could affect it, rather, in the U.S. mortgage industry. It revolves on the question of whether or not the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals made a mistake in ruling in the way the agency is funded violates the Appropriations Clause of the U.S. Constitution. So we'll be watching this and see, because obviously mortgage, the way that mortgages are done, all these different things having to do with that are key to our economy, especially because when houses stop moving and that doesn't work, things can go pretty bad.
And unless you're buying stuff from MyPillow.com and saving a whole bunch of money on what Mike Lindell has to offer, Americans right now are planning to keep cutting back on their expenses and spending through the holidays, according to a new survey.
Well, that's right. About 92% of adults, according to one poll that we've seen here recently, they have reducing their spending over the past 6 months. So as we watch this on the program every night, six nights a week here on the show, Captain, it's no surprise to us that people are pulling back their spending. If you go to the grocery store, if you go to buy gas, in fact, right down the street from me, gas has now gone over $6 a gallon, $6.09.
Wow.
I drove home earlier today, I stopped by the store. I got just a few things. It was astronomical, so I put off going to get gas because I just didn't want to do it at that point, figuring, I got to save there a little bit. But all kidding aside, it's a big deal. If people pull back, especially through the holidays, because that's where a lot of retail stores and businesses make almost the majority of what they make throughout the year. If they have a bad Christmas time, Captain, and we go into next year with this kind of stuff, watch out, because consumer spending, as we know, is two-thirds of the American economy, basically. And when they get spooked, it's not a good thing. We can have some real bigger problems than we're even seeing now.
Well, I think there is going to be problems going into next year, because I don't see it letting up anytime soon, because the price of oil is once again back up, way up, and the average price of gasoline is as high as it's been in a year or maybe more, and it just doesn't have any relief attached to it yet.
No, as a matter of fact, these categories over the past 6 months where people were really cutting back, clothing and apparel, 63%, restaurants and bars, 62%, just go out to eat and you'll see it's not very crowded, right? Entertainment outside the house, 56%.
Jeez.
Expensive to go to the movies, too. And then the list goes on. And vacations, 53% cut back on that. People are going to say to themselves, I got to hold on to my money because, A, things are, my wages aren't in keeping pace with inflation, and B, I don't know what's around the corner.
Now, the U.S. has issued some more sanctions over the Iranian drone program after the nation's president denies supplying Russia with drones, and we know that's not true.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they imposed sanctions on 7 people and 4 companies in China, Russia, and Turkey, because they believe that they're connected with Iran's drone program, you know, developing them, basically. So, yes, the U.S. is saying that Iran is supplying Russia with the drones and so forth that we're seeing used in the Ukraine war, especially against civilians.
And before we go to break, it looks like the U.S. is trying to combat China's use of the military as an instrument of coercion around Taiwan.
Well, that's right, because obviously, you know, just even yesterday in the program, we talked about, 103 planes that were sent over to Taiwan. They've been sending ships over there.
You bet.
They're obviously trying to intimidate them. So the response that the U.S. gives is going to be key, but with Joe Biden and all the China connections and everything, it's a lot of window dressing, maybe.
Window dressing. Well, that's interesting. I can just see Joe Biden in a window.
Yeah, but again, and you couple this with what Gordon Chang's been talking about, and obviously he's not saying there's going to be a nuclear war tomorrow, but what he is saying is that China continues down this road, that they are looking to see how they can attack the United States, not just with nuclear weapon strikes, but also with preludes to things like the EMP, hacking into infrastructure and so forth, paralyzing banks, and all this kind of stuff that would be a prelude, one would think, to some other kind of warfare.
Okay, well, if you were flying a wall and you knew North Korea and China and Russia and Cuba and Iran were all aligned together, and every now and then they do get together in different places when we don't know that they're meeting and we're not supposed to know about it, and all of a sudden it comes out that we hear about it, would you not be a little bit concerned about what's going on?
Indeed, I would.
All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, bottom of the hour, the stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and all that good stuff. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. More auto workers could be on the picket lines as early as Friday.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, They will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has no right to hold nuclear weapons. He addressed the UN General Assembly earlier today as his country continues to fight against Russia's invasion. Zelensky said Russia should have been forced to give up its nuclear weapons in the 1990s. Gas prices are at a 2023 high. AAA said Monday that the national average for regular gas is $3.88 per gallon. That's a 5-cent jump over the past week, as nearly a dozen states now average $4 a gallon or higher. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, diabetes, or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is my doctor of choice for my feet and the problems that I've got. And they were the ones that were able to identify the problem I was having and deal with it and get me to where I responded to the treatment they gave me, and I owe them literally my life, because they literally saved my life by what they did, because it was a problem that no one would have ever thought was a problem to begin with, and it was a blockage problem of some fluid that runs around in your body, and I found out what I need to do now and all that sort of stuff, so things are working much better. But you can find out more. Their number is 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. That's Advanced Podiatry and wound care. And let's go back to the phone line and Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You know, I've been getting some comments here off to the side here. Let me just look this up real quick. Somebody wants to know who the mayor is that's claiming she's being harassed after calling 911 on far-right activists at a Walmart. Is that on your state?
Yeah, I don't know, but we can definitely find out about that.
Oh, it's a Fox story. That's all I know. Now,
we'll find out.
Okay. Now, the Senate says they're not going to enforce the dress code, as one Democratic member frequently walks around in the halls in his shorts, gym shorts, and a hoodie, right?
Right, right.
And President Biden called for new approaches to global crises in a speech at the United Nations General Assembly that basically no world leaders attended, correct?
Right.
So House Republicans canceled a vote on government and the funding deal because they didn't have the vote. By the way, border crossings have spiked in September, and the House GOP is now scheduling the first Biden impeachment inquiry hearing for September the 28th, which is on a Thursday. So a lot of things transpired yesterday, and I'll bet most everybody didn't hear about maybe but one of those.
Yeah, real possible. Yeah, that's why we're, as you like to say, Captain, tomorrow's news tonight.
Well, of course. Of course. And, you know, when you talk about Joe Biden or Frenchie and some of the comments they have to make, staging a political stunt, hearing the way that they shut down the government reveals the true priorities. We're talking about the Democrats and the Republicans, because they're both involved in this if they shut the government down. The baseless, harmless, personal attacks on President Joe Biden are more important than preventing a government shutdown and the pain it would inflict on American families to a certain degree. And, of course, the White House spokesman, a.k.a. Frenchie, told Fox News that yesterday that both sides are going to have to share in the blame. But it's the Republicans' fault. It's the Republicans' fault.
Well, part of this, though, too, is the Republicans do need to unify to some degree, as much as they can, in order to present the budget or to have an avenue how to keep the government funded. Because the Democrats will play on any infighting that goes on with the GOP. This is crucial right now because we're going into an election year and you don't want the Democrats to be able to, for if it's right or wrong, to be able to point the finger at the GOP and say, look who shut the government down, that kind of thing. So don't play their game at this point. We got bigger fish to fry in order to make sure the White House and the Senate and the House are all one in 2024.
Yeah, and one more little thing about all of this. With an impending partial government shutdown less than 2 weeks away, the conservative House members say some Republicans are toying with the idea of voting with Democrats for a clean continuing resolution. That's a clean continuing resolution known as a CR. Now, funding the government at levels set by the previous Democratic-controlled Congress. So you're not really saving anything. You're going to spend more money.
Well, right, right. So it becomes a judgment call, right? What's the strategy here? You know, do they want to try to get that continuing resolution going and then deal with this later on or try to throw down the gauntlet here?
Well, we have a Florida congressman, and I really like him. The more I hear about him, the more I like him. It's Florida Congressman Byron Donalds from South Florida. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus, who's also considering running for governor. Now, he had a measure to fund the government for 30 days with an 8% cut to all spending out of a procedural vote that the measure was canceled, unfortunately, and that happened on Tuesday. And another option in the works is coming from the Moderate Problem Solvers Caucus, which would reduce spending while adding the border security measures. So we'll see what happens there. But there's a few people that are trying to get it done.
That's really true. And it's always difficult to climb here to make this kind of thing happen.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Okay. Got a couple of minutes here. I'm just checking my clock. Biden's speech yesterday, I don't know what to say. Now, you, what exactly did you have? Did you have the speech or part of it or all of it, or what did you have?
We have a couple of clips from the speech. In one of them, he kind of rambles, pardon me, folks, in a little incoherently when he starts talking. So we can definitely play a quick clip of that. It's just about 10 seconds long.
Go ahead.
Let's hear Joe Biden at the UN.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles are in the national system. Are sacrosanct.
So he's again having some trouble. I don't even know what he said at the beginning of that clip. Yeah, I have no idea what he said. Then we've got another quick clip here, Captain. This is the president kind of freezing a little bit, but really just having, I think, some trouble with the teleprompter, but not recovering very easily. Let's listen in. And it, again, doesn't want to play for us. I was doing it last hour, but basically, when he has trouble with the teleprompter, it's very obvious. And again, this is the president of the United States. And even though he has these kinds of issues, it just doesn't come off well, especially it's such an important speech as you would give at the United Nations. I think we have it here.
Simply put, the 21st century results are badly needed. They're needed to move us along. That starts with the United Nations.
So there you go. So he got messed up with the teleprompter and then got loud, you know, which is kind of his pattern.
Well,
you know, and he does that.
Like I explained earlier, the teleprompter can screw you up because you're supposed to follow the teleprompter. It doesn't follow you. You follow it. That's your speech. And you look at it, and you give your speech according to the teleprompter. And if you ad-lib or skip a word or add a word, and the teleprompter, the person that's operating it, can't figure out what it is you're trying to say, suddenly you're going to be behind it or ahead of it, and the teleprompter operator is going to be sitting there wondering what to play next.
Well, that's right. Also, Captain, my speculation is that Biden doesn't go over the speech ahead of time or make notes or, you know, or help to originate it in some way. So a lot of times I think he's doing it cold.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so it's hard for him to know where the inflections are and how to really get that point across, and it does show, unfortunately.
Okay, well, here comes the music, so hold that thought, and folks, when we come back, we'll be taking a look at the highways and byways again to see if anything changed out there. And I can tell you already, by looking at the map here that I've got, things have changed a little bit. So we'll have some additions to tell you about. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Riding down the highway, going to the show, stopping.
is not the AC/DC, but it's not too far off. And they got a really good-looking hot blonde that's the lead singer there. Her name was Amy, I think is what the guy said. And she was singing the lead there. And it sounds just like them. I mean, except for the instrumentation is not quite the same.
Well, yeah, that's a really good cover, especially live. That's really hard to pull off, so, yeah.
Yeah, they're in a place called the Orange. Let's see, what is this? Well, it's just called the Orange. I wonder if that's Syracuse. Because we've got a place up there called the Orange in Syracuse up on the campus. Hmm.
Could be. Right. Who knows?
Okay, well, take it away, Mr. Kyle. Tell us what's going on out there in the West Coast, because I see frost. I see all sorts of stuff.
All right, well, we're going to start off in Southern California, this along looks like Highway 58, and that's going to be near what used to be called Edwards Air Force Base, but this is also near California City up towards Ridgecrest, by the way, so that's going to impact 395 if you're in that area. And yes, Ridgecrest, that's where we've had some pretty substantial earthquakes over the last few years, so that's going on right now. You could have wind gusts up to some 50 miles per hour, so do be careful going through there, if you're trucking through there. We've got a fire weather watch going from Sacramento to Redding on I-5. We continue to have wildfires burning, looks like west of Medford, Oregon, and then to the east of Medford, dipping down a little bit into Northern California towards Alturas. We do have that freeze watch and frost advisory that's going on there right now. You could have freeze watch tomorrow night, looking like it could go between 27 and 32 degrees. Those are possible, so you want to be aware of that if you're going through the area. Quick check of where we're at in terms of rain. Last hour, Captain, we were looking at rain a little bit east of Seattle. That rain has now come west and covering over most of Seattle up towards Everett, going up the Interstate 5, and then that's going to extend a little bit eastward out into the mountain area. So be careful out there.
Well, we got us a flood warning where we were talking last hour in the eastern part of Oklahoma there, Tulsa, Oklahoma, on down towards maybe 100 miles south. But anyway, I-40, I-44, I-35, part of it anyway, U.S. 75, right up there going into Joplin, into Missouri, from the Oklahoma side, there is a flood warning there right now. A lot of rain going on in that area, as well as just north of Fort Smith, Arkansas. You've got a flood warning there. It is raining on I-40 coming into Fort Smith from Oklahoma, about a 60-mile stretch of rain, and it looks like that's going to continue to move to the east, so be advised. And then up above that in Kansas, about 25 miles north up on the state line with Missouri, you got an area up there of fog that's starting to develop. That wasn't there last hour. It's there now. And up in, along the state line with North Dakota and Minnesota, and certainly I-29 all the way from Fargo north, you've got dense fog all the way to Canada. And also from the Minnesota side, all the way up to Canada, you've got a line of dense fog right there as well. In the upper peninsula of Michigan right now, this hour, we've got a little bit of rain. There's some light rain showers that have shown up there around the lake, so be advised of that. And then coming back on down towards the south, we do have a little bit of a disturbance off New Orleans. Looks like there's some thunderstorms there and some fog that might address further areas to the east as the morning rolls along. And, of course, going up the east coast tonight, we got a little bit of rain, South Jersey and Delaware and Maryland and Chesapeake Bay, it looks like. Same thing for Long Island, and a little bit of fog up along the border right there, the Atlantic Ocean side with Maine all the way to Nova Scotia. So, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app, because that way you can start saving money, earning points, and saving time. Pilotflyingj.com is the website.
Yada, yada, yada. Okay, let's go up to line one, pick up Denise Simon from founderscode.com and also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, let me see here. Joe Biden gave him a big old speech at the UN yesterday, but nobody showed up.
Well, sure they did. I mean, where'd that come from? Oh, wait a minute.
The world leaders were not there. They shunned him. He had to deal with the underlings.
Well, anyway, the speech itself was really rather disgusting.
Yep.
There was so much hypocrisy in that speech because 80% of it, in fact, I have it in my hands, 80% of it, he was speaking to, obviously, other countries, but it applied to us, and he ignored the United States altogether.
Right.
And one thing that struck me probably more than anything, well, two things, was we don't want countries going into unsustainable debt. Now, this was done, I mean, he stated this on a week that we actually and officially hit $33
trillion. Yep, highest ever. Mm-hmm.
Highest ever, okay? $33
trillion. Mm-hmm.
And he put more passion into all things climate change than he did any other topic.
Yep.
Disgusting. The whole thing was disgusting.
Yep. And, Kyle, you want to add something to that?
Well, yes, and of course, the Iranian delegation was there, but I don't think the president mentioned anything about the $6 billion, did he, Denise?
Well, and no, and, you know, he talked about good things, good for humanity, and blah, 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 but he's not talking, he never mentioned the absolute collapse, ungoverned space, and an epic crisis we have at our own border.
Right.
Indeed, yeah.
Completely.
Well, because to him it's not a big deal. Well, to him it's not an epic crisis, right.
But understand something here. If he doesn't even want to talk about that piece of what's happening at our border, then talk about the fact that these other countries have failed governments that their people are bailing on.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll be back next hour with them both. Don't go nowhere. No how. Got more coming.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.